broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman live on your radio. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now, ladies and gentlemen. This is the broadcast for April the 12th in the year of our Lord, 2022. I am Sam Bushman. This is Hour 1 of 2, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. That's our guide, ladies and gentlemen. We're also convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by the founding fathers, one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm telling you right
now. We've got to work on solutions. We have got to work together to make a difference. We have got to put our efforts in place. And the problem that I see in America right now, there's just simply not enough Americans in the game. And, you know, I've been talking to people left and right, and, you know, it really is starting to bug me. I get calls over and over and over. Sam, I heard you talking about the IRS yesterday. Wow, you know, I don't know why you think we can't beat the IRS. I beat them all the time, and I this, and I that. And, oh, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to the driver's license issue. I haven't had my driver's license for 27 years. And, oh, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to blah, blah, blah. You know, the sovereign citizen movement. You don't really know what it is. You don't know how to define it. You and everywhere. And then when I really dig in with someone, anyone, they don't have the mojo to back up what they're saying. All right, so let me give you an example. We had a great guy on, a great listener, and we dug into the sovereignty movement, what a sovereign person really was, and that the term sovereign citizen is really a contradiction in terms. And we went into that. I even had a guest on about it for 2 hours, and it was great, great information. But he first started out saying, Sam, you're not right about this. And at the end of the day, he says, well, Sam, you're right. I just think you need to dig in a little more and explain a little more to the people about what a real sovereign is and what we've got to do for solutions. Okay, I get that. But I'm not wrong in the first place. All right, with the IRS, I just had a discussion with a guy yesterday. He's like, oh, Sam, I can beat the IRS. Here's all you need to do. You need to fill out the 7-page affidavit. You need to turn that in, or you got to do this, you got to do that. And I said, you know, I appreciate that you've got the exception and that you won. I'm grateful about that. I really am happy for you about that. But you know what? That isn't the only deal. You're still in jeopardy right now. You know, how do you know that you've really won, that they're going to leave this alone? So you never know with your government if you've really won. That's part of the problem that I'm speaking out about. Even if you manage to beat the IRS today, how do you know they won't just violate the law and attack you tomorrow? See, what I'm getting at is we've got so many rogue agents in government now. These rogue agents literally don't obey the law. You can't hold them off by using the law. So even if you do understand the IRS and you know what paperwork to file, I'm not debating the IRS is criminal and that you're not right. You are right in many cases. But I'm also right in that government just runs roughshod over people. They just destroy you. Somebody would say, well, Sam, they could destroy you anyway. And my response is, you know what? They can. Look, I've been attacked by the IRS, the USDA, and the FCC, all three at the same time. Don't tell me I don't know about their attacks. I do know. Okay? And I'm telling you, do you want to die on a given hill? You pick the IRS hill, and I'm telling you, you're going to lose your house. You're going to lose everything you have. And you're going to be in a massive, lifelong court battle with them. They will wear you down. They will run you out of money. They will destroy everything that you've got. And they will eventually then rob you of fighting for liberty, because they'll have you so tied up in that one trick pony or that one single issue battle that you won't be able to fight for freedom. And I tell people this too ad nauseum. People say, Sam, you don't know what you're talking about. When we dig in, it turns out they do know that I know what I'm talking about, and they have to admit it. So the guy that I was talking to yesterday, for example, told me how he could beat the IRS. And I said, well, tell me about Irwin Schiff, good friend of mine who's now passed away, who, you know, couldn't beat the IRS. What about Lou Epton? What about these talk show hosts? What about, well, Sam, Larry Beecraft beat them. I beat them. You have temporarily, I get it, and I'm grateful for those exceptions. I'm grateful for those wins that happen by exception. I'm really pleased about that. But you know what? That doesn't mean that the other, for every one person that's successful, there's 1,000 people that go down and melt down. Is it that you have all your ducks in a row and that you're right? Or have they chosen, because you're right on the point, to withhold your case? In other words, to dismiss the ones and the twos and the threes so that they don't have to admit that the government's the one that's rogue. I'm not debating that the government's not rogue. I'm not debating that you're wrong on the issue or the point, ladies and gentlemen. What I'm arguing is that people get in trouble and lose what they have. People get so wrapped up in these single issue arguments that they lose sight of what's really important, in my opinion, about fighting for the sacred cause of liberty. They can't see the forest through the trees, for instance. There's a lot of terms that could be used to kind of articulate what I'm speaking of, right? But I'm telling you that this idea to die on a single hill in 99 out of 100 cases is folly, is foolishness. Why do I say 99 out of 100? Because I'm not God, and I can't tell you what you should do. But I can use my influence and the microphone that I have to keep people out of trouble. So at the end of the day with this guy yesterday, we drilled in, and he beat the IRS, and he doesn't have a Social Security number, and he doesn't have a driver's license, and he goes on and on. Fine. So he's off the grid 100%. Well, not really, because then I said to him, how do you pay your bills? Well, it turns out he pays his bills with Federal Reserve notes. So my response is, let me get this straight. You don't have all the instruments of the Federal Reserve note. You don't have the Social Security number. You're not going to be responsible for the debt. You're not going to, but yet you're going to use the Federal Reserve notes, huh? Well, yeah, Sam, I have to. I don't have any other choice, is what he said to me. And that nails the very point I'm getting at. You cannot completely opt out of their system. And what makes the Social Security system and paying back the debt worse than using the debt? See, every time you have a $100 bill, a $20 bill, a $10, $5, $1 bill in your hand, it represents debt. So you're going to use the instruments of debt, but you're just not going to be responsible with the rest of us to pay back that debt. Is that how it works? See, and that's the problem that I have with it, ladies and gentlemen, is that you cannot really live outside of their system. You cannot really completely live outside of their world. It's not possible. They're dishonest, and they will force you onto that plantation. Well, Sam, wait a minute. I fought them over the 13th Amendment, the 14th Amendment, and I told them I wasn't a slave and that I didn't have to be subject to their forced servitude, to which I never agreed. And okay, we go round and round and round with the latest argument. I've been at this for over 25 years, ladies and gentlemen. And we go round and round and round and round the issue, and only to come back to the same issue, which is, well, you can't really get all the way out of the system. That's right. That's exactly right. And that's why I'm saying to you, people, that I don't see any way you can get out of their system. Anyway, I appreciate the efforts that people are making to try to get out of the system. But I really honestly don't have any confidence whatsoever . I, ladies and gentlemen, want you to understand that I don't believe you can get out of the system entirely. I really don't. And I know people that have won on certain technicalities at the IRS, but just because Larry Beacraft is a good attorney and he can win on occasion, they win on technicalities 9 times out of 10. The government never lets you get the real issues in front of the courts. Right? And so you never get real closure. You get one case wonders, and I'm grateful for them, and I don't mean to mock them. I don't use that term offensively. I'm just telling you. And we think it applies to everybody, that it'll be case precedent setting, and that, you know what, you're going to get due process, and you're going to get, no. These criminals are not interested in your due process. Do you read me loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen? They're not interested in due process for you. The only way the IRS beats American citizens is because they violate due process and literally violate the law. Okay? I've got personal friends right now that have lost homes to the IRS, and they're still in court and have never had their real fair court date. They've never really had due process of law. Nevertheless, they don't have a place to live. Nevertheless, their bank accounts are seized. Nevertheless, they have all kinds of orders. Stay away from this house. Stay away from this church. Stay away from these people. They have restraining orders left and right. This is what I'm talking about, folks. Look, don't go after the sovereignty movement and pretend that somehow you have these individual liberties that let you opt out of the obligations of the rest of us. You might get it on a technicality here or there, but you're dealing with rogue government agents that don't obey the law and don't respect due process. That's what you're dealing with, ladies and gentlemen. Hang tight, more in seconds.
We at Freedom Factor have a passion for our shared American heritage and want to help restore some of that American pride by emphasizing the documents that made us Americans. Our goal is to put pocket constitutions into the hands of every American and in every school. This effort requires your help. Order your pocket constitutions and browse our website at freedomfactor.org to learn how you can help spread the message of freedom. Read it, know it, share it. FreedomFactor.org.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to LocalHoneyMan.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at LocalHoneyMan.com.
Why does the left lie constantly? Because they get spiritual power from lying. The lies come from Satan, the father of lies. John 8:44. Here's how the political lying process works. Satan provides the beast with a lie. Then the more they use the lie, the more spiritual power they get. Look, the media is a lie multiplier, and this multiplication gives more evil, spiritual power to the beast. And that can overwhelm and even deceive the body of Christ, especially when the body is being disobedient to the head. The churches today are incorporated, so they're subordinate to human government. They obey the beast and do nothing to restore our national relationship with God. And the government shall be on his shoulders, Isaiah 9:6. That verse is not for the present-day church. Rather, it is for the end-time church, the body of the line of Judah. A message from Christ Kingdom Ministries.
With you live, ladies and gentlemen, Sam Bushman on your radio. Hard-hitting talk at your fingertips, ladies and gentlemen. I'll tell you what, man, so much going on in the news, it's just not even funny. And sadly, ladies and gentlemen, a lot of people are losing everything they have on the altar of liberty. And you know what? I love it when it's absolutely necessary and justified. But I don't like it when I feel like people are being betrayed or deceived or manipulated, and what they do is they end up losing what they have, hoping to fight for the sacred cause of liberty, really meaning to be on the best side, but your government is your enemy when they are rogue and they entrap you. And the IRS is one example. There's not due process in the IRS. Okay? And you know what? If you can get due process, you're lucky as could be. You're one in a million. You're the exception. And I'm glad for that. If you manage to drive around without a driver's license by filing some paperwork that says, hey, I'm not subject to the motor vehicle code or whatever, and they decide to let you go because they don't want to push the issue and challenge the law. Look, they're the rogue agents. I get it. But I also get that, you know what? Most people, you know, and somebody says, well, I beat them. That doesn't mean that it works in all 3,000 counties across the country. That doesn't mean that it works in all 50 constitutional republics or all jurisdictions. Okay, I'm glad that you won. I really am. But don't pretend it works in all jurisdictions. You get another judge that's a little more hostile to that, and he'll just simply say, you're in contempt of court. Shut up. Get out of here. Sit down. You're in jail, son. No, you can't represent yourself. You can't go pro se. No, you can't do this. You can't do that. And they literally deny due process and manipulate the law because, remember, they're rogue. So anyway, I don't mean to go off on this forever, but I'm really getting sick of calls where people want to call me and correct me on these points. You're not going to call me and correct me. I've been at this too long. Okay? You can find exceptions. You can find circumstances. You can show me in the law where you're right. I'm maintaining to you that that does not matter. They don't believe in due process. They will hold you in contempt of court. They do have their corporate court law lies going on. They do have their lawyers pass the bar, which means you better not challenge too much the judges and or what we're doing. We might let you win a case here and there to advance your career, but you're not really going to win, attorney. Because if you really start winning, it reminds me of kind of like the gambling casinos in Vegas. You know, if you're good at counting cards and you're just really, really intelligent with a photographic memory or whatever, they will kick you out if you start winning at the gambling tables, winning in the casinos. They will simply say you're not allowed to play. So let me make this more clear. They have the system rigged. And you're not allowed to out-rig the riggers. You got it? You're not allowed to compete with the Federal Reserve and make money. You know what? The counterfeiters at the Federal Reserve don't like competition. Okay? And you will be crushed. You say to me, Sam, all you're doing is destroying hope. No, I'm not. Don't lie to me now. I'm not Judge Judy. Come on now. The truth is, I'm telling you reality. Just because you get an exceptional win here or there, don't apply that across the board. When you lose all your resources, you can't help the real sacred cause of liberty. Help folks at the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association. Help us over here at Liberty Roundtable Live, the Loving Liberty Radio Networks. Help BrideyOn.tv. Help BrideyOnRadio.com. Help Mike Adams. Help us. Help all those who are really fighting for liberty, folks. We need you. We desperately need you and your support, okay? But when you lose your house, and when you're so wrapped up in fighting the one-trick pony that they've set the stage against you, okay, you're not going to win. All you're going to do is lose everything you have and be completely derailed from the fight. You say, well, Sam, your plan's not working. You've been on the radio 25 years, and you haven't made a difference. I think we've made a tremendous difference. Look, until we educate enough Americans to get larger numbers, we're not going to move the needle on liberty. There's just not enough of us. Look, you go to a county of 10,000 people, a very small county in the U.S., 5,000 people, whatever you do. Okay, you might have 50 that are patriots and that are active. Okay, I don't mean to be rude, but 50 out of 5,000 or 50 out of 10,000 ain't enough people. If you have 5,000, 50 is 1%, right? 500 is 10%. Okay, so you know what? You're not going to move the needle with 50 people, no matter how frustrated, no matter how irate, no matter how angry, no matter how right you are, it doesn't matter. There's not enough to move the needle. And even though you're frustrated with that, and even though you feel like, well, Sam, all we got to do is get the sheriff. You know what? The sheriff and 50 people isn't going to be enough in a county of 5,000 or 10,000. When you get these big whopping counties, for example, I live in a county of probably 800,000 people. Okay, if I get, you know, even what? 8,000 people? That's 1% of 800,000. That's the equivalent, right? I can't get 8,000 people to agree. I can't even get 1,000 people to agree and stand together hardly. Okay? So all I'm telling you, folks, is, look, I appreciate your efforts, and I appreciate your frustration, and I appreciate your desire to just do something. What I hear people say to me, too, Sam, is when I really beat them at the argument and show them how what they're doing is folly and doesn't work, they'll say one of two things. Either I'm on the errand from God and I can't explain it, but God will win my battles. And then the second thing they usually say to me is, Sam, you know what? You're just too negative. You're bringing me down. You're discouraging. You're leaving me with no hope, as if somehow I'm at fault for pointing out these truisms. Look, I'm not at fault, but our system was designed to not let the 1% change the game. Our system was designed to not let the few get control over the many. And you say, well, Sam, our cause is just. Our case is winnable. I don't think so. Our system is designed to prevent it, whether it's the bad guys or the good guys. See, you have to have enough good guys. Even though we have a constitutional republic, and even though they're supposed to be bound by the contract, meaning they, meaning those whom we elect and appoint through elections, they're supposed to obey the rule. Yes, they are. But when they don't, unless we have enough of us to literally change the game, it doesn't make any difference. The criminals go free. That is by design of our system, folks, because if 1% could get control, I mean, it might be today. It might be us, the good guys. But what about tomorrow when it's not the good guys that organize themselves into 1% that want to change the game? See, even though our system is frustrating and even though our system seems completely broken, it's working exactly as intended. But until Americans get incensed enough, frustrated enough, in great enough numbers, you will not move the needle. Okay, in my county, where there's about 800,000 people, I've got to get at least 25,000 people to make even 3%. Do you read me loud and clear, ladies and gentlemen? If there's 800,000 people in the county, 80,000 is 10%, 8,000 is 1%, right? So I got to have 24,000 people to get 3%. 24,000 adult voters willing to take up a cause in my county, not my state, my county alone. Do you see what I'm saying to you? And so I don't mean to be negative. I don't mean to be discouraging. I don't mean to waste anybody's time. But I also don't want to be foolish. And I want you to be effective and productive in the fight, ladies and gentlemen. I don't want anyone to be harmed and to lose what we have. We must stand together or we will hang separately is the point. And I'm talking about virtual hanging, if you will, right? That's what I'm talking about. That's what I'm talking about. And so I want people to be healthy and happy and safe and prosperous. And do we need to fight our government? Yes. Do we need to start somewhere? Absolutely. Do we need to leap to war thinking we've tried everything else? See, that's folly. They'll just crush you. Oh, we should secede from the... No, a bunch of states tried that and that didn't work either. Now, did it? Yeah, 600,000 people died in the process of that battle that turned out to be for naught. Now, I don't mean to mock those who fought for liberty back in the day. I agree more with the South than the North, but I agree with both sides. And ultimately, I'm glad we're together as a nation. Okay, but again, don't go for these secession, don't go for these Article 5 convention movement. Don't go for the things that really, in my opinion, just dismantle the checks and balances. You somehow think by gaining, well, just temporary dictatorial power that you can right the boat. You can't. That isn't the way it works. Liberty Roundtable Live. I am Sam Bushman.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
You USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The U.S. Department of State ordered all non-emergency government staff in Shanghai, China to leave immediately. The Chinese Communist government, in response to surging COVID-19 cases, is tightening pandemic restrictions exponentially. The city's 26 million residents are ordered to stay home, no exceptions, not even for food. Shanghai last night, people are screaming for food from their balconies. Russia's invasion of Ukraine appears not to be going too well. President Putin is blaming his old colleagues at the Federal Security Bureau, that's the successor to the KGB, for the quagmire. Putin reportedly removed more than 100 agents from the FSB, and his government sent the head of the department responsible for Ukraine to prison. For more information, visit us online at usaradio.com. We are USA Radio News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it, that sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan, double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said that the Texas plan to bus migrants to Washington, D.C. is a publicity stunt. Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Fox News claims the White House has lost on the border crisis, and he wishes it was only a publicity stunt.
Wish it was only a publicity stunt. She doesn't understand the reality or doesn't care about the reality of what's happening on the Texas border, and then ultimately what's happening to all of our states, because really every state is a border state now, affected by what's going on along the border, because we have a massive increase in drug overdoses. We have had COVID spread around. We've had all kinds of crime issues. This is a real issue. This is not a publicity stunt by the governor.
President Biden is expected today to announce new steps his administration is taking to address rising gasoline prices across the country. His plan includes the Environmental Protection Agency issue an emergency waiver permitting year-round sales of E15 gas or ethanol gas. Biden will make the announcement in Menlo, Iowa, later today. USA Radio News.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I've talked about this probably enough, but all I'm telling you is, folks, I know people want to tell me that I'm wrong on this, and I know people want to argue, and Sam, you got to go back to 1871. You don't have a clue. Sam, let me educate you. Sam so-and-so has been able to do this. Sam, and they go on and on. And every day when we get to the end, we discuss this. You know, do you pay property tax? Do you pay income tax? And you know what? You say, well, Sam, I don't pay either. Well, then I'm telling you, you're going to melt down and get in trouble eventually. Do you use Federal Reserve notes? If you do, then you're not really willing to get out of the system all the way, are you now? And as long as you use the instrument of debt, what makes you believe that you can just obfuscate your responsibility to not be responsible for that debt? We go on and on. What gives you authority to develop your grand jury? What gives you, and we go right down the list and we just ask some very fundamental, clear questions, and they can't answer me. Okay, they can't answer me. And if the idea about the sovereignty movement really worked, then we could get rid of the IRS en masse. So I told that person I was talking to yesterday, I said, if you've been able to avoid the IRS, why don't you just get the IRS off all of our backs? You know, just get them to leave all of us alone. Well, no, Sam, because you have to take steps to sever the contract. You have to, and so, wait a minute, I never agreed to the contract. Well, yes, you did, Sam. You just didn't know you agreed to the contract. Well, I don't know if you know, in real estate and in other places, if there are contracts, ladies and gentlemen, if there are contracts that have I don't know what you want to call it. Hidden clauses, secret clauses. Parts of the contract that people aren't privy to. It's called a double contract. All right? A double contract means that if you have parts of an agreement and or two agreements, part of them is not made known to one of the parties, all right, then it is null and void as a double contract. It's fraud, all right? If you have a contract where you made two different agreements to the same transaction, then you've got a problem, all right? Dual contract refers to a contract between parties who have made two contracts for the same transaction. Okay? It's an illegal or unethical practice of providing two details. What does it mean? It means that one party isn't privy to all the details. All right? That is a problem. Okay? Okay, I want people to understand what I'm saying here. So I would say to those people who want to fight against this, you're involved in a double contract with your government. And your government is literally playing games and dishonestly leading you into this contract. So if I have somehow waived my constitutional rights, but since I haven't studied, then I don't know that I've waived them. Then that means that somebody in a contract somewhere has averted me. It's a double contract. So you say, wait a minute, Sam, you know, when you get your driver's license, you sign that you agree to everything. Yeah, but those everythings are in all kinds of other sub documents. They're in issues at the county register, or they're, you know, regulations that aren't passed or codified by law, and they're this and that. And you're binding yourself to all those things. But if I don't know where they are, and if they conflict with what we're agreeing to and or that I know, eventually you end up with this double contract scenario, folks, where the government's committed fraud. So I say to all you folks that want to go after the government, what do you do when the government's committed fraud? Do you sue them and go to the same courts that committed fraud in the first place? The same legislative bodies that allowed double contracts to be created? The same? Okay, look. We're told the income tax system, to bring it right on back to the IRS, we're told that it's voluntary. But yet, if you don't comply, we're going to take your house. We're going to throw you in jail. We're going to fine you out of existence, right? How does that happen? Well, Sam, it's voluntary, but when you agree and sign on the line, you give your life away and everything else. You know, you sign under the penalty of perjury. And, well, do I have a choice? Well, yeah, Sam, you can opt out and put yourself in jeopardy. See, there's no good answers. But it's all based on this double contract fraud. Well, if it's that simple and you can prove the government's fraudulent, then why haven't you taken down all the government agents that are perpetuating the fraud? Answer, because they don't acknowledge and support due process. Answer, because they don't uphold the law. Answer, because they circumvent the law. Answer, because robed judge just does what he wants to do. Answer, because legislative bodies won't clarify the truth of things. You know, there's been a lot of battles before the IRS. What happens in those real battles that go all the way to the mat, you get a situation where the government says that Congress is responsible to interpret, you know, to clarify the law they made, says the courts. Then the Congress says the court needs to decide what's lawful and not. That's the court's job. And then you're left in the middle without any real resolution. Okay, this happens all the time in law, where there's really this no man's land and you and I are in harm's way in the middle of it all. Okay, it happens all the time. Anyway, I want you to know that I care about this issue deeply. I'm not as confused as you may think. Don't call me, though. When I talked to the guy yesterday, too, I was pretty cynical to him. And he says, Sam, you don't really want to hear what I have to say, do you? And I said, you know what? I don't mind hearing what you have to say. I called you back when you left me a voicemail because I'm willing to hear what you have to say. But I'm tired of the same old arguments. At the end of the day, we come to this conclusion where I say, because you're using Federal Reserve notes, you're still in their harm's way jeopardy. You can't sever yourself from pieces of this double contract, triple contract, quintuple contract, whatever you want to call it, when you don't know what you've agreed to. When you sever part of it, you don't know what jeopardy you're in. When you use a Federal Reserve note, what are you agreeing to do? Well, Sam, I have to use a Federal Reserve note. I'm forced. Therefore, I'm not culpable for the, you know, okay, what about the rest of it then? How do you get pieces of it that you want to divorce yourself from, but pieces of it that you can't extract yourself from, and suggest that when these rogue agents don't follow the law, don't obey the law, don't believe in due process, all the, how do you figure you're going to have the upper hand against them? You know, when you file your affidavit, they may let it go now, because they don't want the real issues brought all the way to the brink of resolution. They want you to be in fear. They want you to be in panic. They want you to be in jeopardy. They want you to commit crimes and felonies every day. That way they always have the upper hand on you. And they will not let these cases come to resolution. Let me give you an example. Ammon Bundy literally went to prison for 2 years. Literally, when he came out, multiple juries said he was guilty of nothing. The grand jury in Oregon said not guilty. The government's guilty. And they tased the attorney in court for trying to say, okay, let's let my client go then, please. Then they went to Nevada, and the government was so criminal that the judge finally was forced to admit the criminality of the FBI and the Justice Department and dismiss the case. And everyone calls that a win. And I agree to some degree it is a win. But it doesn't change the fact that Ammon still spent 2 years of his life in prison for nothing. Guilty of nothing. And then on top of all that, to add insult to injury, I almost wish the courts went to completion in the Nevada case. Even though the government was so corrupt, I wish the judge would have handed the government their head and held individuals responsible for their rogue activities and held them criminally responsible and start arresting IRS agents and FBI agents and Justice Department agents and CIA agents and land agents and all these different people, right? The BLM agents and everything that were involved in the criminal activity that the judge highlighted. But the judge dismissed the case and let Ammon go, but he didn't hold any of these other people responsible for their criminal abuses of the law. So imagine that. The judge says, the government's so criminal, I got to dismiss this case. But yet we didn't hold any government bureaucrats accountable. And what we did is we avoided transparency by dismissing Ammon Bundy's case. Because they didn't want Ammon Bundy, by force of law in a court with the media watching and everybody else, force their informants to come out. And number one, we learn who they are. Number two, we develop a playbook of their internal dishonest rogue tactics. They don't want that to happen. So therefore, when somebody knows how to use the courts to force this on the docket, on the transparency docket, if you will, they're going to go ahead and dismiss the case and admit the government's criminal. As long as we don't really get all the way proof and accountability and transparency, they'll just simply say, well, hey, no harm, no foul, I'm going to go free. And everybody's clapping their hands. Hang tight, I got more.
If Planned Parenthood were what they publicly declare themselves to be, they would welcome transparency. We all know why they hide. Because we know what they hide. We can confirm federal judges who follow the Constitution rather than reverse engineer their preferred policy outcomes. The truth about abortion is spreading because of advances in medical imaging, because of brave journalists, tireless activists, compassionate doctors, nurses, and other healthcare professionals. The rising generation of young Americans is the most pro-life in decades because they know too. And one day soon, we will reaffirm our nation's principles in their dignified fullness and avow once again that all men are created equal. All are entitled to life.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty, too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
Small Business Tech Guys is a team of experts ready to assist you with any service relating to growing your business. Our team specializes in information and technology, social media, general consulting, and HR. We thrive on assisting startup entrepreneurs with growing their businesses. If it's small business, it's our cup of tea. To schedule your free discovery call today, consider sbtechguys.com. We keep an eye on tech, so you don't have to. sbtechguys.com.
I want to dedicate this song to Mr. Rupert Murdoch.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Anyway, I've gone on about this enough, but understand, ladies and gentlemen, we get into dual contracts, we get into rogue government agents, and I just want to keep people out of control, okay, or out of jeopardy. All right, a double contract refers to a contract between two parties who have made two contracts for the same transaction. Sometimes one contract may be used to defraud another. Right? And that's what's going on here. And I've argued this, and I've had people come back and say, no, Sam, it's not a double contract. Well, now we're just debating semantics here. Right? If you have two contracts, it's illegal. Okay? And if it's illegal behavior by your government, it's an illegal or unethical practice of providing two contracts for the same transaction. Okay? But there's no accountability. That's the problem. You can't bring accountability to the table. If you could, then we'd be making progress. I don't see any progress. These people that have these federal grand juries, that are these citizen grand juries, they're not indicting anybody and then arresting anybody. They just put an indictment together and then nothing happens, right? Anyway, I digress. All right, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast. We had on Lowell Nelson, campaignforliberty.org, RonPaulInstitute.org, doing a phenomenal job. And we talked about the Utah County Republican Party nominating convention results. And you know what? Voting, believe it or not, was done on colored paper, not on clickers, and not on computers. The pieces of paper were uniformly cut so that they could be weighed on a scale. A carefully calibrated and sensitive scale. And if it's not close, then the scales work great. If it's close, then they count the ballots by hand. There were a lot of people involved in it, and Lowell believes that the local elections, at least at the GOP party conventions, were legitimate, were not fraudulent. They were counted. They were transparent. And I'm excited about that. But we talked about Utah County Sheriff Mike Smith received 65% of the delegate vote, so he will not face a primary election. Again, I don't believe we have a constitutional county sheriff, Mike Smith. I'm not telling you that he's an evil or a bad person, but I'm telling you that I don't believe he's a good, honest, wise servant for the job, okay? Because I believe that he believes there's due process for people based on the IRS or some government lying to him about what due process is. Okay, so he says, well, you may not believe that this person's had due process, but the IRS does and I do. Well, now we're debating due process. But due process has fundamental elements that you cannot skip. Your day in court being one of them, see? But again, when rogue agents are just going to go ahead and dismiss things and ignore the law and ignore due process, you don't have a gig. That's my whole point about this. Is you're accepting that they're going to basically interpret the law as you do, and then they're going to go ahead and just jettison or abandon their positions when they've taken away your house by the IRS, they're not going to abandon that position, no matter how right you are. They're not. And even if they were to abandon their positions, after they've already taken your house and sold it to somebody else, they can't unwind those transactions very easily. And at the end of the day, when they wear you down, even if you win a chunk of money, what good will that do? Okay, George Hansen, my good buddy that used to be a congressman out of Idaho, he tried to take on the IRS, and they destroyed his whole life. They put him through diesel therapy. If you don't know what that is, you know, you got to research it. But they put him through diesel therapy. They ruined his whole life. And in the end, they said they wronged him, and they paid him a chunk of money. But it's a day late and a dollar short kind of money every time. And I take the ranchers. I used Ammon Bundy as one example. He's been wronged big time. And I still don't think that justice has been done for the Bundys at all. All right? But again, he's guilty of nothing. But he lost 2 years of his life. The government's so rogue, but there's no accountability. The government literally dismissed the case, which we call a win, but it was really an effort to cover up and make sure there wasn't really transparency or accountability. See, that's the problem that I'm getting at. You can't win when it's rigged. And if you start winning, they will take you out of the game, with rare exception. You're allowed to have a little win if there's a greater reason to let you win. So Ammon Bundy was allowed to win. But you know what? It's because they wanted to say, you know what? We're the bad guys. You're the good guy. You can go home now. But no one's pushing the good guys to go to prison. No one's creating transparency in the system so we understand how egregious the government was. All we've done is let the Ammon Bundy situation turn into a January 6th situation. All we've done is let the government expand the abuse, right? Anyway, we strongly recommend homeschool or private school for parents who want to protect their children from the corrosive influence of critical race theory, CRT, or social and emotional learning, CEL. All of this indoctrination is just evil. You know, you can opt out of some things without consequences. That's why I really tell people to get out of the government schools while you can. Get out of partisan politics while you can. Jettison all the parties. Jettison your government schools. You can opt out of a lot of things, and you'll make more difference doing that without putting yourself in legal harm or jeopardy than some of the other choices people are making. But the Disney company now quits Russia, and not a moment too soon. There's an article over at lourockwell.com that's very good. We also talked about the military situation in the Ukraine. Jack Baud is who wrote that article. Hour two of the broadcast, we had on Dr. Scott Bradley with us, and we talked about U.S. claims based on intelligence on Russia were made up. Yes, indeed, ladies and gentlemen, your government literally made up information, propaganda against Russia. All right, U.S. propaganda, ladies and gentlemen, has no basis in truth or reality. It doesn't matter. They now blatantly, openly, in your face admit. It doesn't have to be solid intelligence when we talk about it. Three different U.S. officials going to MSNBC News. They say that's simply to preempt the Russians. It doesn't have to be accurate or factual. What you've got now is the United States creating a world of endless war. It's the war of information. Alex Jones proven right on this one, right? It's the war going on, the info war. Your government's literally lying about Russia to the people through the media and saying it doesn't matter if we're lying. We're trying to get ahead of the Russians and stop them from doing what they might do if we don't lie. Why do we love war, ladies and gentlemen? Whether it's an information war, whether it's a war against the average citizen, why do we love this stuff? Because we're a people that have turned against our God. That's why. And we love a lie more than the truth, societally speaking. 15, that's all, 15 out of 50 Republicans were willing to design or define the word woman when they were asked. 15 out of 50. The Democrats, 0 out of 50. Ladies and gentlemen, that means in the Senate, out of 100 senators, 15 were willing to literally double down and define a woman. And the other 85 were not. Over two-thirds of the Republicans Those are the good guys, right? Not. Those are the guys that wouldn't define woman either. I'm glad for the 15 that stood up. I commend them. But there's so few, we don't have any power. That's the problem. There's so few of us. For example, Mike Lee is far from a perfect senator, but he might be one of the top two or three senators, at least doing his best to keep his oath of office, doing his best to obey the Constitution. But there's plenty of challengers for Mike Lee now. Now, there might be little competition. Time will tell. If somebody starts putting big money into a campaign, the game could change in a heartbeat, couldn't it? I did that. A guy by the name of Thomas Richard Glazel, I think is how you say his name, got arrested in Pennsylvania after putting Biden decals on the gas pumps. So this is an example of where you're dying on a hill that you ought not die on. People are like, hey, these are great bumper stickers. My response is, yeah, but you're violating private property. You don't have the right to put those bumper stickers on gas pumps. Do you understand they're not your gas pumps? Therefore, you can't do that. Right? That's the issue. That's what's going on. So anyway, I digress. I just want to tell you that, man, we've got to find ways to work together that are productive. Okay, we have got to think outside the box. And you know what? We need to elect a county sheriff that is constitutional. But I'll never get it done in my county of 800,000 because the masses don't know, don't care. Literally, even the delegates who you would hope would be educated in the Republican Party, 65% said, we don't even want a primary challenger against this guy. But he's unconstitutional. He doesn't believe in the due process. All right? So I want somebody else, but I'm the very few. Me and my 50 buddies, me and my 200 buddies, we're not going to get anywhere because there's not enough of us. Do you get it, folks? What we need to do as patriots is move to smaller towns where we can have greater numbers to move the needle. Then we can develop constitutional counties. Without that, though, I'm not even so sure that constitutional counties can work. Who's going to create them? There's so few counties that are even willing to discuss it, much less put it up for a vote with their county commissions. There's very few that will have the sheriff and the DA and the county commission and all three branches of government get aboard. That's what it takes, ladies and gentlemen. Really, that's what it takes, folks. Right? Anyway, I digress, except I'm telling you, wow. I love you all. And I want people to be safe and effective and productive, and I want solutions on the table. There are people working on solutions, and we're here to tell you about them. There are things within your control that you can do that do make a difference. Starting a media service is one of them. I've done that. Right? I've done that. All right, but you know what? That's not all it takes. We've got to have enough people involved in a variety of ways to move the needle. And we don't have even close yet. Well, in certain parts of the country, do we, Sam? Yeah, some. In certain parts of the country, we have more than others. Oklahoma as a state's doing very well. They're voting for pro-life. They're really working to get a constitutional governor in place. They're really working to have constitutional peace officers, sheriffs, help and stand in the gap to make a difference, to protect the citizens. Okay, there's people in Texas that have made a lot of strides. But I maintain, again, there's not enough of us. All right, hour one in the can, hour two simulcast with the Sheriff Mac Show. We got a couple of incredible guests. Stay there. We'll do it in seconds. Ladies and gentlemen, we declare this nation shall endure. God save the Republic of the United States of America.